episode of Animal Discovery. Today we are actually combining with another podcast called
The Swiftie Podcast.
The Swiftie Podcast is a podcast where you talk all about Taylor Swift. Go ahead and check out that channel. Noah is the host of that channel. It's on Podbean. It's on multiple different podcasting sites. So go check them out. But today we are talking about two different animals. Since it's been taking a while for me to record my spring session of all of them, my spring marathon, so we thought we would do an early one, and we're going to do two different animals. First, the armadillo.
Yeah, it's an armadillo, right?
No, it's a pangolin.
They look kind of the same, right?
They do look the same, but in fact, they are completely different species.
I totally didn't know that they were different, because he totally didn't look up pangolins, so no, he wouldn't do that.
Yeah, no, I totally...
That totally just wasn't some random commentary that I came up with.
Yeah, and the other animal we're talking about is the Tasmanian devil.
I'm not that evil.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the mammal. Yeah. The Tasmanian devil is a small... Basically,
it looks
mouse.
Like,
it
looks kind of like a wombat.
Yeah,
a wombat, but tinier.
Yeah.
And a fun fact, well, not it's not fun. It's really sad, actually. So the mama Tasmanian devil can only they normally have about 50 babies, but can only feed 20 of them.
They can only feed 20.
Because they can only 20 of them can only get to you know what?
Yeah. They can only nurse because the mom only has 20
nipples. And then they sadly pass away because they can't find their own food.
Which is so sad.
Because they are really cute.
Yeah, they're adorable. So I will put a picture in the description. And this episode will probably be on both my podcast and his podcast. Or he's just going to give a shout out.
I mean, can you send it to me?
Yeah, I will.
Also,
but their speed is 8.1 miles an hour, which is pretty fast. Dang. And their scientific name is Scorpalis haracera. So
it's haracera, probably.
Haracera, sorry. They weigh that between 18 and 31 pounds. That's for males, and between 11 and 20 pounds for females. So usually, like it is, females are smaller than males, unless in some cases, like the okapi, where the females are bigger, and that's called sexual dimorphism. Go listen to that episode to learn more about it.
When I said 50, and I was wrong, it's 25 to 40. But their babies are called joeys, just like kangaroos.
Yes, because they are marsupials.
And they're very endangered. I don't know why, probably poaching problems or deforestation.
Yeah, there's just about 25,000 devils left
in Tasmania.
Tasmanian devils
are very... Loyal to their dens.
Daddy.
Often staying in the same place for their entire life, which I think is pretty cool. They also...
So they're not invasive. They're carnivores, mainly eating large prey, even though they're tiny.
They're tiny.
such as wombats, which they kind of look like wombats. Wallabies. Poor wallabies. I love wallabies. They're so dang cute.
Yeah,
and fluffy.
Sheep and rabbits.
They're also considered scavengers, like vultures. They also eat bones, hides, and other food items.
Yeah, their teeth are actually strong enough to crush through.
Probably flesh.
Yeah, they eat carrion, which is dead meat, and their teeth are strong enough to actually crush through bone. So their predators are Tasmanian wedge-tailed eagles. Basically, they're also predators. Yeah, the Tasmanian devils are also predators, but they're also prey, which I think is pretty interesting. Because, yes, you do get that sometimes, but it's not too common to get that. And their biggest prey is a kangaroo. So, a Tasmanian devil can open its jaw up to 80 degrees and chomp down with enough brutal bite force to crush bone. They have been known to bite through metal, which is actually kind of cool, because the only other animal I know that can bite through metal, or there's two, rabbits and then beavers.
Wait, rabbits?
Yes, rabbits can actually chomp through metal. Not very thick, but like wire, they can easily get through that. The thing that we always talk about in this podcast, are they good pets, Noah? No.
No?
No. don't even
I wish.
They're cool looking, but no. Just don't even think to add these as pets.
It's probably also illegal.
It is
illegal. Like really
they're very, very, very endangered.
You can't domesticate them, and they are sexual, not asexual. That would be, why? That would make so much sense. So you can't domesticate them, sadly, which I wish they could. Like, if you've seen them, they are adorable. And one more thing before we go to the penguins. You,